Columbia, and in fact, they got some better. They got right now. They got a machine that can bale them. I think the bales weigh somewhere around 1,000 pounds, and you just let them sleep right in the field. Well, you see that when you roll it like that, it's rolled so tight and everything. You just let it stay out of the field and see water that soak into it.
That's come in recent years.
And, but now we don't play. A few years ago, they practiced a lot of that, but I noticed, lately, I don't see too much of that. Most of the bales are those rectangular bales, you know, they use.
How about any crop that you grow that would take a kind of shock or it would be tied in the middle?
Like your shock cone and stuff like that, I mean, we don't grow on a crop like that.
I was wondering.
Yeah, on the crops that we grow around, say cotton, soybean. Now, well, they started growing soybean to a great extent here in the last few years. You know, when I first came around here, any soybean were grown, they were growing for hay or something like that. You know, they were growing for the seed.
If they called you never had any wheat so that you wouldn't have sheaves or...
Yeah, we go for wheat right now, right? Not a great deal of it, right? But it's all combine, you see, threshed, you know. They got these combine, go through there and cut it and thresh it. Right then they don't ever shop it.
They never put it up like that.
It's like the soybean, they got combine. I guess they use the same combine, but they probably use a different head on it. And put soybeans and what they would use for wheat, you see, and they go and thresh it over, you see. They haul it right onto the mill, you see, after they thresh it and load them trucks.
Nothing left of it. Just go through and. Speaking of hay, did you ever have anything? Any reason to stack hay on poles? The poles go up like this, and then the other poles go down. Stack the hay around that. Some people, if I understand it right, it was called some places a hay barrel. Does that sound? If you had. As I understand it, you cut the hay and then you just picked it right up and made these big stacks.
That's right. After we cut it, let it stay there for a day or two. It all depends type of hay and how long it takes to cure it. And after you cure it, I should break it and then pick it up and stack it. Now what we do now, we cut it, cure it out, and then rig it. Most of it's bales. Come along with a bale, and I pick it up, and that bale and throw it out. Pick it up, sack and pull.
So, you never had small stacks of hay in the field, like they call haycock or hay tumble or hay doodle?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, the haycock. We never did any of that around here. Not that I've never experienced any of it. It might have been something.
If you had a cover crop and you'd harvest one and then you'd come back and get another, what would that be called?
See, you had a cover crop and then you come around
and plant. And you'd harvest, you cut it, and then you'd come back and it had grown up enough so that you could cut it again. What would that be called? What crop would that be called? Would that be a second